This GCN program brought to you by Frederick Remington, Fully Cooked Bacon, the thickest, meatiest, center-cut bacon in the industry. Available at FullyCookedBacon.com. That's FullyCookedBacon.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Fake news played a role in this election. Phony stories and fake news.
There is no such thing as fake news. Do you know who determines what fake news is? You and me.
Robert Scott Bell.
There's not going to be a President Donald Trump.
60% of Republicans aren't going to vote for Donald Trump.
CNN projects Donald Trump wins the presidency.
Robert Scott Bell.
The National Institute of Health now calling the Zika virus a pandemic.
How dare you fill my head with such loathsome propaganda?
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
All right, we're back. We're almost back. I got to play something. Press play.
There it is. Got me under
too much pressure. What has got me under pressure? Well, dealing with audio clips while I'm live on the air. That for one, but more than that, it's not vaccinating. That's the big pressure now. Pressure point for parents. It's hard enough being a parent, right? Now you got to back down doctors and nurses who are bullying you to get those shots that we talked about are toxic. They're environmental toxins in a syringe. And the peer-reviewed literature backing us up with the cognitive dissonance in the New York Times disavowing any knowledge of that. They'll acknowledge environmental toxins and they'll accuse Donald Trump of raping planet Earth by reducing the rate of growth in the EPA's budget, a regulatory agency that has been captured by the industry is supposed to regulate, just as the FDA has. Yet they won't acknowledge that the very industries that are supposed to be above board protecting us, not poisoning us, are in fact the ones that are poisoning us. And we lead this hour on the Robert Scott Bell Show with a story just about that, the tactics being used by doctors to pressure hesitant parents to allow their kids to be injected with toxic medicaments that aren't always medicaments that don't belong in a baby's bottle, much less a syringe that you inject into little children. Now, I've shared my story sometimes years ago when I was South Florida. I remember going into the local health department there. My kids were in a private Montessori school. And, you know, when we got there, they said, oh, you need one of these forms that they give so that you're exempted from the vaccines. I go in, some lady, some bureaucrat says, oh, yeah, the form's over there. Just fill that out. That was it, right? Many years later, we moved it to another part of the state, and I went in to do the same thing, although it was a little bit more of a hassle this time. I had to deal with a little old lady nurse who had a really nasty attitude. She was scowling at me as I said, I need the form to sign off. My kids are not being vaccinated. Don't believe in them, right? I didn't get into it much further than that. She said, okay, but you'll have to go into this room over here and wait. I'm like, I'm getting annoyed now. I'm getting annoyed. Not me. I never get annoyed, Super Don. Do I ever get annoyed?
Never. No.
Never. No.
You're just mellow all the time.
Except at that. Yeah, mellow. Have you ever? Yeah, I got the Olivia Newton-John song I want you to play. You probably won't, but we're going to try. But
barf.
Yeah, no barfing. This is a very real story, and we have it linked up in the show notes at robertscottbell.com. So the second time I go through, then, you know, I told the lady, I made my wishes known. This is a religious exemption. I'm saying I'm not even getting into the medical or biological or immunological discussion because it'll be way over your head. And, of course, it's a nurse. You'd be arrogant to think that I, a homeopath dad, that would know more than her about immunology. And so they sent me to this room, and this 6'5" tall, huge nurse, male nurse, okay? It's a sexist thing. A nurse has to be a woman, right? Big guy. I look at him, I'm like, oh, gosh, they're playing the intimidation game, physical intimidation now. They send this huge guy in. Amazing that he didn't have, like, a sword or something, too. I'm telling you, it was crazy.
Wow.
I was looking at this guy, and I, like, listen. I looked at him. I said, listen, you want me to get into a biblical discussion with you? You want to get into a biological discussion? What do you want to do? I'm not vaccinating my kids. Here's the reason. And I just, and for the sake of this argument, I just stayed religious. And he looked at me sheepishly. The 6-foot-5 tall monster nurse looked at me. She goes, yeah, I know. They make me do this. He knew I knew what I was talking about. There was no energetic opening for him if he thought there would be, or if the Nurse Cratchit thought that there would be a way to get in. There was nothing. You moms and dads out there that understand what I have understood for a long time, maybe now you're beginning to get there. You have got, do not go in and engage in anything but a religious discussion with these dunderheaded doctors and nurses. Because if they could start getting you on, oh, but this study and that study, you don't want to go there. Even if you can out-duel them, don't go there. It's a waste of your time and energy and effort. You stick with your religious beliefs. And remember this, moms and dads, it doesn't matter what church, synagogue, or mosque you belong to or don't belong to. Your religious beliefs are uniquely your own. Does the Supreme Court acknowledge that even? So don't think, oh, but everybody else in my church believes it's okay to inject aborted fetal tissue, even though it's a Catholic church. I know. Makes sense of that, right? Do not let them go and bully you at all. But they're going to try. That was just one small example of a big 6-foot-5 nurse who didn't intimidate me. And in fact, he acknowledged and he was like, I'm so sorry. He didn't even want to be in there. He felt more probably uncomfortable than I did because I knew my stuff. But this is what they're dealing with now. There have been whole studies now, peer-reviewed literature going into who are these parents? What do they believe? Why do they believe it? And how do we change their minds? So according to this, Scott Halper, an MD, he is credited with identifying what they're calling the 5 types of vaccine hesitant parents. 5 types, Super Don. 5. Can you believe it?
5.
5, yes.
5,
choose them.
Yeah.
5. There's only 5? Why couldn't there be 500? Because, listen, I'm going to tell you something. If you talk to 500 people in a given religion, it could be even 500 people in the same church, and you start querying them about their dogma, about their beliefs, you're going to find 500 different views ultimately. Because everybody perceives reality differently. I mean, there are basic concepts, certainly, that we got to acknowledge, like you need a functioning liver to be alive, right, in this physical body. But, I mean, there are more than 5. But let's just talk about these 5 real quick. Number 1 on their list was the most vulnerable. Uninformed, but want to become informed. They're saying these are the people who turn to trusted physicians because of their expertise, and they want to be edumacated about safety and efficacy, and they're going to the experts. And that these parents are easily malleable, or they say educated, indoctrinated, about the science in simple terms. You don't have to use too much medical jargon, doctor, and you'll get them back on your side easily. Like, doctor, what we want you to say is that your own children are fully vaccinated. Lie to them if you have to. Even if they're not, you better say it, because if you don't, we're coming after you. So it's not just fear and intimidation on parents. It's fear and intimidation on doctors. Doctors, if you don't get your vaccine rates up, we're going to investigate you, right? And if you do get them up high enough, we'll give you a bonus. Yes, there's monetary inducements involved. Number 2 on the list, misinformed but correctable. Misinformed but correctable. These, are, in my mind, are the doctors who have been indoctrinated by their own pharmaceutical religion and church who are open-minded enough to be corrected in the error of their ways. Oh, wait a second. No, I'm reading the wrong article. This is about the parents. They claim the parents are misinformed. I'm sorry. No, it's the doctors. But correctable. In other words, they're saying that there are parents that are vulnerable to being changed back, right, to bring them back into the church of pharmaceutical mysticism. What we want you to do, doctor, is debunk the myths. Debunk the myths, like the myth that opioids are not addictive. Oh, wait, no, that was a myth. That was a myth. Or how about the myth that vaccines are safe and effective? Yeah, that is a myth, because it's not real. They aren't safe. They aren't effective. We have to change, unless you define effectivity. But again, that's a different story. Number 3 on the list here of you parents that are troublesome to our pediatric community, the well-read and open-minded parents. And these are the parents, they say, have absorbed so much information on both sides that they're coming to you doctors for questions and concerns. And they're going to need a little bit more help. You're going to have to invest more time. You're going to have to go deeper into the medical literature to try and convince these parents. Find some sound data. Appropriate websites like, I don't know, WebMD and CDC.gov. Oh, wait, don't let them go to the CDC.gov web page that lists all of the ingredients in the vaccines. They will just ask more questions, and we don't want them to ask more questions about what's in a vaccine, because then we lose. Unless we can convince them that it's such an infinitesimal amount, it's practically homeopathic. Yeah, isn't that funny that I would use that term, right? All right, we'll go from there to number four. How about those parents that are convinced and content? Double C, they're CC, convinced and content. They categorize these parents who are convinced vaccines are bad, but come to their physician to prove that they are open-minded. Doc, hey, listen, I've already made up my mind, but I'm here because I don't hate all doctors. What, why do you even go at that point? What are you trying to prove, mom and dad? Now, they say in a subcategory of this category, describing it, the strategy to deal with these parents, according to the doctors, is acknowledge their concerns, but strongly refute them with scientific data that you don't have. Okay, I added the part that you don't have, but it doesn't exist. You're concerned about vaccines? It's one in a million, right? Really? You know how many thousands of families have signed based on vaccine injured and killed children? The bus, the vax bus? It's not one in a million. As we know, it's one in thousands, perhaps. Maybe more than that. Convinced and content. Don't even go to doctors if you don't have to, right? Go to a doctor of chiropractic. Go to a DO who doesn't vaccinate. Go to an ND who doesn't vaccinate. A traditional naturopath, for instance. Number five on the list. We may fall into this category, Super Don. Uh-oh, we could be in trouble. Committed and missionary. Committed and missionary.
Missionary.
Missionary. Don't mess around with the missionary man. Wasn't that Annie Lennox, missionary man?
Yes, this would be very good.
It's a great tune. Anyway, final category identified for vaccine questioners. These people are said to be card-carrying anti-vaccine activists who try to convert you to their position. I don't know that I'm trying to convert anybody. I want you to do what you feel right for you and your kids. I will relate to you what I believe and why I believe what I believe. But I am libertarian enough to say, you know what? If you want to do it, you're the parent. I'm not their parent. I know grandparents have a tough time with this when they wake up and the parents of the kids that are grandkids have not, and they don't want to see their kids harmed like this. How do you deal with that? Well, they try to convince you that you're the cause of all disease on planet Earth. You're a card-carrying carrier of typhoid fever because you haven't been vaccinated. Of course, I'll leave it there.
Can you repeat the part of the stuff where you said all about the things?
It's the Robert Scott Bell Show. Robert will be right back.
Did you know that I have not been to the doctor to treat an illness in over a decade? Do you want to know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, and after writing several books and spending thousands of hours researching natural alternatives, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sicknesses. So, how do I keep myself and family from getting sick? It's from the premium supplements I get from Betterway Health, like barley and flax oil, green tea extract, and Transfer Point's Beta 1 3D Glucan. Betterway Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16-1. I've teamed up with Betterway Health to save big on these all-natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive Ty Bollinger discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a four-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
To go where the truth takes him. Here's Robert.
Oh man, that brings back some memories, Super Don. Thank you for that. Counterbalancing rock in the old world. Now we're mellowing it out with a little Olivia Newton-John from the 1970s. Thank you,
dude. Friend. That is so like 1970s AM radio, right?
Come on, I mean, you tell me.
How it was.
You look at the picture of Olivia Newton-John on her album covers in the 1970s. Holy tamale! One of the, oh my gosh,
she was she was definitely a hottie in that in that time period under those
pre disco Olivia Newton-John.
True.
Right, and again, I listened to her stuff when I was growing up too, along with Neil Diamond, Olivia Newton-John. We had John Denver, right? Remember? You like John Denver,
favorite,
right?
Yeah.
Denver, you were the Manilow guy. I didn't not like Manilow. It was just Diamond was my guy, right?
You know, I would put Manilow up there in the same type of genre,
right?
As Olivia Newton-John at the time.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of the easy listening stuff, you know?
Right, right. She does just great music, and just has a sweet countenance about her, and of course, she's also holistically inclined. 25 years ago, she was diagnosed with breast cancer. She did some allopathic. She did some holistic, homeopathic, natural medicine as well. And it's 25 years after that. Now, we talked about this on the show last week, diagnosed with cancer, and it may have spread to her sacrum. And she, we talked about how interesting it was 25 years later, right, considering that she didn't just throw her whole body into the arms of Big Pharma, for instance. she kind of mixed and matched and decided how to navigate it, which is smart. I don't critique anybody that decides to go a little bit of this, a little bit of that. You just got to feel good about whatever decision you're making and ride with it. In Olivia Newton-John's case, 25 years later, then to be diagnosed with cancer again, it tells you that it isn't the 5 years in one day that sometimes happen with chemo, and then they say, hey, look, it was a cure, right? It's a lifelong pursuit. We're living on an environment, in an environment that has become highly corrupted. And it isn't about global warming. It's about global harming and harming the entities that live on this globe. But they won't talk about that because that means we got to go after Monsanto and not create carbon cap trading schemes to enrich Al Gore. Now, headlines reading here. This is the Daily Mail that we found this finally. I don't know where else it might be, Super Don, but it says, she will beat this. Olivia Newton-John's daughter, Chloe Latanzi, says Grease star, 68 years age, will use, guess what, cannabis oil and other natural remedies following her second breast cancer diagnosis. Cannabis, dot, dot. We got to redo that, Panama. Cannabis, dot, 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 dot.
Instead of enema, you mean?
Well, and you did the enema version, yes, of that, true, for coffee enemas. But, yeah, no, it's cannabis again. Olivia Newton-John, now, she's opened up many years ago an integrative-type clinical setting in Australia for cancer that opens people up to other options besides just chemotherapy, radiation, and surgery. And she's a living example as to how it can benefit you. Again, I want you to think about this. 25 years later, and now they're finding it again. Now, is it possible they could have found it years ago before it's been this, I don't know how proliferating it has become, but they claim it spread to her sacrum, which means it has metastasized, which means that there has to be issues of silicon deficiency, also selenium deficiency, and even chromium deficiency. Because remember the big three minerals here on the Robert Scott Bell Show is written about, too, in Unlock the Power to Heal, the book that I wrote with Ty Bollinger. The chromium, of course, addresses sugar metabolism. Cancer is an obligate glucose metabolizer. It grabs the sugar faster than anything else can. So if you're on refined carbs, it's going to grab those sugars even more to proliferate, to grow and spread, right? And so having the GTF chromium in the whole food form in there is going to pay a big, big dividend because you're going to metabolize sugar and keep it away from the cancer kids, so to speak. Now, that doesn't mean you can eat a refined carb diet on cancer. You'd never want to do that. But the point is chromium deficiency plays a huge role in cancer metabolism, having a deficiency. Also, we talk about selenium being the most protective mineral on planet Earth when it comes to cancer, breast cancer inclusive, along with iodine. And then the silica addresses the connective tissue deficiencies. That would allow, for instance, the proliferation, the spread, the metastasis of cancer. When your connective tissue is super strong, it's going to be a lot more difficult for cancer to spread. So our prayers, blessings, whatever it is, Olivia, call me. I'll help you out if you need additional help. But I know you got some good support, and your daughter is there as well. And thank you, Super Don, for playing Have You Never Been Mellow? I'm a little bit mellow now.
You owe me one.
I owe you one. Big time, buddy. Question of the day. Type 1 diabetes coming up next.
Live around the world. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell.
Longtime listeners to the Robert Scott Bell Show know how important it is to detoxify their bodies, much less prevent the toxins from getting in the first place. One of my favorite ways to do it is through drinking Echo Water, the molecular hydrogen we get. Go to robertswater.com. Paul Baratero from Synergy Sciences back with us with an update.
Absolutely. We definitely have amazing filtration, removing all the chlorine, chloramines, pesticides, pharmaceuticals, VOCs, all the types of things you should be concerned about being in your drinking water. We can even get rid of fluoride. We have a separate filter that removes fluoride so that you don't have to worry about that in your water. So remove those before they get in your body so you don't have to worry about getting rid of them once they're in your body.
And in addition, the advancements with the Echo 9 Ultra H2 available to you, as well as the economical unit pH neutral NHM 130 available. And now whole house water filtration available through Synergy Science. Check it out, synergyscience.com, 800-337-7017. Special deals for Robert Scott Bell Show listeners.
Message and data rates may apply.
Hi, I'm Frank Thomas. When I was playing ball, they called me the Big Hurt. But after I left the game, Mother Nature started putting a big hurt on me. I just couldn't stay in shape like I used to. Turns out, it wasn't my fault. Once you hit 40, your body has less free testosterone, and that can make it harder to get into shape. But luckily, I found out about Nugenix.
Nugenix is a unique man-boosting formula powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help boost your free testosterone levels. Get a complimentary bottle now by texting PRIME66 to 321-321. With Nugenix, you can feel stronger, leaner, with a lot more stamina and energy.
And guys, she'll like the difference too.
Nugenix is GNC's number one selling men's vitality product. Get a complimentary bottle now by texting PRIME66 to 321-321. Nugenix samples are not available in stores. So again, text PRIME66 to 321-321.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Are you drowning in debt? Are you struggling to make minimum payments? Did you know that on average a household with at least one credit card struggles with over $10,000 in credit card debt? If this sounds like you, know that it's not your fault. Credit card debt happens to good people. Credit card companies lure you in with low introductory rates and low minimum payments. Before you know it, you're in over your head. We've helped thousands of good people just like you become debt-free with our Debt Reset program that will dramatically reduce your debt down to a fraction of what you owe. Our Debt Reset program is customized to get you debt-free in as little as 24 to 48 months with one low monthly payment. If you owe over $10,000 in credit card debt or even personal loans, call 800-912-6177. There are no upfront fees or out-of-pocket expenses. You don't pay a dime until we succeed. Call now to see how the Debt Reset program can work for you. 800-912-6177. That's 800-912-6177. Again, 800-912-6177.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
All right, here we go. We got a little bit longer to go. Not too long for those of you who can't wait to get outside. Or, you know, grab your phones, man. Listen on your phones outdoors, wherever you got to be. The Robert Scott Bell Show on 2 hours a day, 6 days a week, right here, syndicated by GCN. Broadcast radio affiliates all over this land. We love you. Appreciate you so much. And, of course, tell your friends. And that's what you do. You pay it forward. You bring the power to heal back to each and every one of you and your friends, your family, your neighbors, your loved ones, maybe even some people you don't like. Because if they're healthier, they're less likely to be bothering with you, right?
I like, you know, that's a great tactic, right? Mm-hmm. Share this show with people you don't like.
There you go. Because, you know, the problem is a lot of people are unhappy because they're sick. They're not feeling well, and they're gonna dish it out on somebody else.
There you
go. If you feel great, you're like, I'm not wasting my energy making somebody else feel miserable. What's the point of that? Of course, that could be an emotional health issue, too. By the way, we had this morning organic free-range eggs. I was supposed to have an omelet, and my wife asked me, do you want three eggs or two? I'm like, nah, I feel like I'm up for three today. But it was too much for the pan. The pan was too small, so we couldn't flip it, so I ended up having a frittata instead of an omelet. And I had some jalapenos from the garden, which is great. But I still don't have the Mexican version of this that I want, like when Sherazad was visiting. And she produced this omelet that was like, oh, my gosh, this is a taste of Mexico here. It was great. Can't duplicate it. But my kid, my wife,
well,
she had to
be careful. Be careful. If you start making authentic Mexican omelets, somebody's going to get ticked off at you for cultural appropriation.
I'll risk it if I can make one of those omelets that tastes that good. It's worth the risk, but we'll get to cultural appropriation in just a little while. Now, y'all can call in 866-939-BELL, 866-939-2355 when we're on the air live, or you can leave a message when we're off the air, or you can go to the website, robertscoutbell.com. Notes are up. Links are up in the show notes, including upcoming events you want to plug into, and great support here to the show. You'll find out the products we utilize. Click on a banner. Say thanks, by the way, if you want to get the CBD that you can get in all 50 states. Go to pluscbdoil.com, pluscbdoil.com, and that will get you to CB Sciences, and there you will get the CBD oil or capsules, however you want it, and it will be 15% off if you remember this code, RSB, for Robert Scott Bell. RSB15 gets you 15% off. But for now, let's go to you. You got questions. We got answers.
Excuse me. I'd like to ask you a few questions.
All right, today's question of the day is coming from Dustin. I think it's a follow-up to a question from earlier in the month, or maybe it was late last month. It says, Doc A., I sent you a question about my cousin's two-year-old boy who was diagnosed with diabetes, but I did not specify what type. Super Don, is this one of those cases where I'm asking more questions when they sent me in partial information?
It is, and it does happen. You know, I can understand people ask questions and they don't think, you know, how specific they need to be, because you need sometimes those specifics to really drill down and get to the root of the problem, right?
Sure, but then we got Steve the Thorough writing a novel, right?
Right.
everything that we got. No, how do you find that happy balance? I don't know. We'll do our level best here, but Dustin's doing a follow-up, which is great. Let's see. By the way, since you asked for more details, I figured out I could add a few more questions. Oh, take advantage of me then. I asked for details and he throws more questions. Very smart, Dustin, very sneaky. Number one, could you provide a little more detail on what the focus should be? Types of food, supplements, what to stay away from, and so forth. Okay, let's see.
This is for type 1 diabetes.
Type 1, yeah, you're right. I found out it's type 1 diabetes. All right, well, okay, just to differentiate, type 1 is an autoimmune scenario where the immune system is attacking pancreatic cells and destroying the ability of producing insulin. Now, despite that, I've talked with numerous type 1 diabetics and had them on the protocol of the 100% whole food GTF chromium, not three times a day, but four times a day, along with managing their diet. And they've been able, in some cases, on some days, when they're on it all the way, to not even require external insulin injections. Now, I'm not saying it's the cure for type 1, because type 1, the immune system is destroyed. Pancreatic cells. Now, in a baby, I think this is reversible much more readily than in an adult. But we've got to understand what has turned the immune system against the cells of the pancreas. And this comes back to why, moms and dads, you need to stand strong against the bullies of the medical pulpit trying to force you into accepting vaccines for these innocent little babies. Because I really believe that among the many vaccine-induced diseases there are, number one almost on that list could be type 1 diabetes. So it still follows to utilize some of the similar techniques, whether it's type 2 or type 1, but the reality of what type 1 is different than type 2, which is utilization of a functional pancreas versus one that is not functional at all. So what do you want to do? Obviously, you need to stay away from refined carbohydrates. That's always a killer for diabetics, type 1 or 2. It's not good for even somebody who's got great pancreatic function and insulin production, but This is the reason why when we indulge in sweet treats, albeit organic, I'll make sure my kids are getting that 100 micrograms of the GTF chromium. If you got a smaller kid, right? My daughter's 11 now, almost 12. She's still going to get 100 micrograms. That's fine. But you can give a, you know, cut it in half or a quarter, get a little bit of that GTF chromium in you. Because it is the key to unloading, offloading the sugars into the cells or relinquishing back out of the cells when you need them. So types of food supplements, what to stay away from, and so forth. If you're doing chromium, please stay away from chromium picolinate. Picolinic acid bound to chromium is poison. It is not an appropriate form of chromium to utilize as a dietary supplement. And it's true of many of the synthetic isolates or strange combinations or even strange chelates that some claim are the best forms, right? So if you're doing supplementation, make sure it's in a whole food form. Also wanted your view on fermented foods. I make kefir. How do you say kefir? I say kefir. Some people say kefir.
That's or kefir.
Kefir?
Yeah.
Kefir reminds me of a heifer. And I don't know. It's not something nice to call somebody. Unless you're a cow, of course. But kefir. With raw milk, and I brew kombucha, green and black tea mix. I have noticed a big difference with these types of foods and the effect it has on keeping my family healthy. I swear by them for overall health benefits, especially if my kids get a seasonal virus, which is not often. I load them up on both, and whatever they have been or whatever they have seems to almost not faze them. So this is where I say the proof is in that reality. I could have an opinion about this stuff, and I do. I think these foods are real superfoods. They are nourishing to the immune system because they impact positively the gut microbiome, the seat of the immune system. And so if you're brewing your own kombucha, it's better than buying it store-bought. I'm not dissing the store-bought variety. There are a lot of good organic quality kombuchas too. But you can make it at home, especially if you, you know, economically challenged, you're going to make it much more efficiently. Now, there are some things I wouldn't recommend that for unless the zombie apocalypse hits, like making your own homemade colloidal silver, unless it's like external or once in a while, because the risk of taking too much silver of unknown quantity, quality, variety, etc., can risk some other issues that are just not necessary. But making your own home kombucha, I used to do that back in the 1990s, a long time ago. And then kefir is excellent from raw milk. My gosh, it's great. You know who makes the kefir at home? We have our friend, the Pasco Vet. Remember PascoVet.com?
Oh, yeah, sure.
She's terrific in that regard. And she makes the homemade kefir, or she calls it kefir. I remember that's why it's funny.
It sounds more exotic that way.
It does, doesn't it? Yeah, it does. It does. So, yeah, excellent for overall gastrointestinal health, the seat of the immune system. Let's see, what else? Last, nutritional supplementation. I'm a big believer in. However, what are people to do who can't afford supplements that are the real deal? Example, I love the longevity products, but for me to keep my entire family on them monthly, I simply can't afford it. Do you have recommendations on other products that don't hit the wallet so hard? Okay, this is going to be a controversial topic because I like and respect and appreciate Doc Wallach. He's been on this show. I love seeing him. I mean, he brings a big smile to my face, and I think he smiles when he sees me over the years because he's a good guy. He's very knowledgeable. So I'm not taking anything away from Doc Wallach on his knowledge base, especially he knows selenium, right? We're able to achieve with selective mineral supplementation, like I talk about, selenium, chromium, silica, and address the three most common severe deficiencies. And I don't know how to cross-compare the pricing because, I mean, I'm not a multi-level marketing kind of guy. They all want me to be, and I don't mind MLM if you want to get your products that way. But in order to make it profitable for everybody that plays a part in MLM, right, direct marketing in that way, you have to jack up the prices high enough to make commissions all the way up and through it. Now, I'm not saying there's anything wrong with that. I'm just saying that the end retail price is going to be much higher than the actual price because there's so many payouts along the way. So whether you decide to do it as a business, which would make sense in that context, versus buying at retail, which wouldn't. So if you go to the sources that we have, I've written about, it's in the book, you can do some of the basic stuff and do just fine at a very affordable manner. Now, I know I'm treading super darn dangerous territory here, because this is not me speaking out against any products in this case, all right? It's just acknowledging the way things are marketed, direct marketing, multi-level marketing. It changes the retail pricing of products, even if they're really awesome for you. Now, the other aspect of this question, Dustin, is the I can't afford it belief system. Now, I'm not here to diss on you for saying it. Don't get me wrong, because there are measurable mathematical quantities. You know what you're bringing in if you're on a fixed, whatever, whether it's a government money or whether it's what you work for, and this is what you bring in, and you have to budget accordingly. But if you need it, if you truly need it, you pray on it or however you want to do it, it will be made available to you somehow. So if you feel like that's the best for your family, there will be a way. If it's not the best for your family, then maybe there's other ways to go. And that's why you asked the question, and I appreciate that. So let's just say you were doing selenium, chromium, and silica every month. You might be spending, let's see, $75 to $100 a month on those three ingredients alone as supplements. And I don't know how to compare that to your other dietary supplement purchases. But again, it's selectively deciding what is the most important. Build up the system. And in the same way, you can build up your belief system of worthiness along that path. That every time you make that investment, you acknowledge your worthiness and you say, you know, if there's something else I need, I am going to be open to the gifts of life, of the universe, of spirit, however you perceive the world, to provide for a way to get the other things that we also need. But going to the basics is the starting path to build up from there, Dustin. I hope that's helpful to you. When we come back, we got to talk Kathy Griffin. I know you don't want to, but we're going to.
Who'd you say that masked man was?
It's a bird.
It's a plane.
It's
Robert Scott Bell.
Here I come to save the day.
CancerTutor.com is at the forefront of research, education, and guidance for people battling cancer. We've partnered with renowned doctors and clinics throughout the world to educate and empower people with the truth about all cancer treatment options, from traditional to natural and integrative protocols. Cancer is not a death sentence, but is instead an invitation to life change. And CancerTutor.com is committed to walking with you, helping you find your path as you begin your unique journey of healing. Your cancer journey is personal, so CancerTutor.com is personalized for you, providing access to the latest curated information on groundbreaking research and treatments, including ebooks, recipes, doctor interviews, and more. Natural medicine is no longer the alternative. It is the first and best option for restoring your health, and Cancer Tutor is leading this movement. Reclaim your right to treat your cancer on your terms at CancerTutor.com.
If you are one of the informed select group of people who are aware of the benefits of marine phytoplankton, then stay tuned. If you don't know about marine phytoplankton, then what you're about to hear will literally change your life forever. Hi, I'm Ian Clark with Activation Products, and I'm here to tell you that after 40 years of intensive research at the University of Cadiz in the south of Spain, we've discovered two strains of marine phytoplankton that are the perfect match for the human nutritional profile. When you consume this amazing superfood, it floods every vital organ in your body with a symphony of nutrition at the cellular level. We call this powerhouse product Oceans Alive, and as of today, right now, you have access to it. We are so fortunate and delighted to be able to offer this product to the world. To see the benefits of all our activation products and order Oceans Alive, go to oceansalive.com or call 1-866-271-7595. That's oceansalive.com, 1-866-271-7595.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Lifetime
Beyond Grace 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com or find us on Facebook.
Hi there, I'm Bob Eubanks. You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-361-6907. 800-361-6907.
Do you know what's lurking in your water? More than 200 contaminants could be sitting there just waiting for your glass. With a ProPure water filter, start enjoying clean and great-tasting water today. ProPure filters, independently tested, latest water filter technology. ProPure systems do not require electricity and are easy to set up and easy to use. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Robert Scott Bell Show. All right, links are in the show notes. Check it out. It's our first day of the broadcast week here, 6 days a week, 2 hours a day. Go to robertscottbell.com. Archives available right away at GCN or Broadcast Syndicator. And if you go to robertscottbell.com, we have archives as well. We've got video archives of things that I do as well. And sometimes I answer your question via video. It's true, I do. There's an archive page there, Super Don. Isn't that true? Am I making that up?
Video arcade. It's not a video arcade. It's a video archive.
I thought it was an arcade. It was fun.
Yeah.
No, it's archive?
Well,
okay.
Yeah, you can play video.
All right. All right. Well, and of course, SoundCloud carries it. And of course, UK Health Radio broadcasts a couple of days in delay. But we're glad to be heard all over planet Earth with an empowering message of health, freedom, and healing liberty. Hopefully reducing a little bit of fear. Now, Super Don, you warned me about making a frittata Mexican style that might be in trouble for cultural appropriation. Wasn't it a couple of ladies that were, they found a recipe or something and they made something? Was it Mexican food or something?
It was burritos. They had a burrito, little burrito cart up in Portland, Oregon. And they got hammered. They ended up having to close down because they were just getting attacked for cultural appropriation.
Right. So, and of course, this ties into the Kathy Griffin story. Of course, she's all upset at Donald Trump being a bully. Never mind that she, you know, used a dummy head that looked like Trump. It was cut off, beheaded, and bloodied. I just wonder what's the term of bullying if that would not be considered bullying. And, of course, the young Baron, his son with Melania, obviously sees a picture of her dad with somebody holding his head, bloody. I mean, that's traumatic for a 10, 11-year-old. I don't want to see that. So there's a lot of outrage from all circles, unless it's the really hardcore political left. They feel like Trump did it to her, right? I don't understand that.
Well, yes
that.
And no. Yes no? and no, because, you know, I mean, basically what's happened here, she did it. There was the outrage. Donald Trump did some tweets. Melania, you know, made a statement. And then you had advertisers pulling out of CNN, because CNN has had Kathy Griffin as a part of their lineup, especially on New Year's Eve when they do the New Year's thing with Anderson Cooper. Yeah. And so they started losing money. Advertisers started pulling out because of what had happened. And then the venues that she was scheduled to do performances at as a stand-up comedian started canceling her shows. So you've had this kind of avalanche of reaction to people thinking that she really just went too far with what she did.
Sure, but was it her fault or was it Trump's fault? Let's hear from Kathy Griffin at her press conference about this.
And then I was like, no, this isn't right. It's just not right. And I apologized because that was the right thing to do and I meant it. And then I saw the tide turning and I saw what they were doing. And I went, oh, okay, they're trying to spin this and they're making it about Darren. And
how do they spin this? I mean, you hold up a decapitated dummy head of Trump. Yes. Bloodied head, and they're trying to spin it. I mean, Kathy Griffin, you knew what you were doing. There's video of her preparing to do this, and she acknowledged this was going to be a lot of blowback in whatever term she used. Right. So for her to do that, to me, that's crying crocodile tears. I mean, she may be genuinely upset because she screwed up in a big, bad way, but really to blame Trump? She's the victim now of Trump's bullying?
Well, of course.
Yeah, I don't know if I'm going to get arrested today. I don't know. But I have to stand up.
I may get arrested. Not because of Trump, but because the Secret Service might determine she's a threat to Trump. I mean, that could be a legitimate problem.
Which I don't think it's going to go that far.
I agree. I don't think so. I mean, she's actually, we say in German, Dummkopf. I mean, for doing what she did. Come on. And I want you to think about this, folks. When we talk about the Hegelian dialectic, because Super Don loves that term. You talk about the left-right paradigm. If a conservative Republican comedian, right, pick one, I don't know, Dennis Miller, right, conservative kind of guy. If he had done that when Obama was president with a fake head, bloodied head of Obama, do you think that anybody would be coming to his defense, even conservatives? They'd be going, that's in such poor taste. That's not even close to being anywhere funny. So what we have here, though, is it's taken it to another level because that cultural appropriation apparently is real. Article out of I don't know the site, but it said ISIS condemns Kathy Griffin for cultural appropriation. The self-proclaimed Islamic State has issued a statement condemning self-proclaimed comedian Kathy Griffin, accusing her of cultural appropriation after she posed for a photograph with a mock severed head of President Donald Trump. The group, protective of his brand ever since taking over swaths of Iraq and Syria, has established itself as the premier beheading agency in the Middle East. Oh, this is a sick joke. No, that's not real. But yeah, this is cultural appropriation gone mad, right? Kathy Griffin, you can't do that. That's the exclusive domain of ISIS.
That's such white privilege, right?
Right, yeah, exactly. Or red-haired white privilege, Jewish privilege. What do you want to say? Folks, we got a lot more healing to do on the Robert Scott Bell Show starting tomorrow with a little bit of advanced medicine with Dr. Rasha Bitar. But in the meantime, remember this, my friends. It's the God's honest truth. The power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Did you know that I have not been to the doctor to treat an illness in over a decade? Do you want to know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, and after writing several books and spending thousands of hours researching natural alternatives, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sicknesses. So, how do I keep myself and family from getting sick? It's from the premium supplements I get from Better Way Health, like Barley's Flax Oil, Green Tea Extract, and Transfer Point's Beta-1-3D Glucan. Better Way Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta-Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16-1. I've teamed up with Better Way Health to save big on these all-natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive Ty Bollinger discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.